This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Well, this story is not necessarily about a man who killed anybody, but likely aided in someone who did, at least financially. The name Russell Lafitte, ring a bell? You were with us during the Alec Murdoch trial about a month ago. This name did come up. This is the banker who was all too happy to help Murdoch move money around and do all sorts of financial schemes that allowed Alec to operate in the way that he did. And by doing so, he himself got into quite a bit of trouble. Alec on the stand saying, "Russell, it wasn't his fault. It was all me." Well, the judge over in Russell Lafitte's case says, "Yeah, no." Alec is a known liar, a serial liar, and whatever he says doesn't mean shit. This is the latest on Russell Lafitte's status.
In the shadowy realm of high-stakes banking and deception, a twisty tale of betrayal and greed unwound in a courtroom as convicted former Hampton banker Russell Lafitte was denied the chance for redemption. The dark skies over Charleston had witnessed the fall of Lafitte in November, found guilty of 6 counts of bank-related fraud by a jury who weighed his fate. But hope flickered faintly for Lafitte, who sought to overturn his conviction and secure a new trial. On a fateful Monday, U.S. Judge Richard Jurgel penned his rejection, sweeping away Lafitte's dreams of a retrial and drawing the curtains closer on the final act of his judgment. With the denial, Lafitte's path now led inexorably toward a future hearing, where he could face the cold embrace of up to 30 years in prison on all charges. Yet the date of this summer appointment remained cloaked in mystery. At the heart of Lafitte's plea for a new beginning was a web of lies spun by none other than disgraced lawyer Alex Murdaugh. In February, Murdaugh stood trial for the chilling murder of his wife, Maggie, and his son, Paul, in their rural estate in 2021. It was within this harrowing 6-week trial that Murdaugh's dark schemes to defraud and misuse vast sums of money came to light. Lafitte's name surfaced as an unwitting pawn in Murdaugh's twisted game, a mere accomplice in the flow of ill-gotten funds through Lafitte's bank, the Palmetto State Bank. "Russell Lafitte never conspired with me to do anything. Whatever was done by me," Murdaugh testified, attempting to shield Lafitte from the storm of accusations. Lafitte's lawyers seized upon this statement, seeing it as the key to unlock their client's salvation. They argued that Murdaugh's words were undisputed, newly discovered evidence, and that Lafitte had no knowledge of the criminal underbelly that lurked beneath his transactions. But in a stunning 6-page opus, Judge Jurgel cast Murdaugh's testimony into the abyss of incredulity. Jurgel's words painted Murdaugh as a serial liar and fraudster who stole from his clients and law partners. With such a tainted past and the weight of a double homicide conviction hanging over him, Murdaugh's testimony was rendered worthless. Jurgel argued that it was difficult to imagine a less credible witness under these circumstances. The final nail in Lafitte's coffin came as Jurgel pointed to the voluminous evidence that had been presented against him during his 9-day trial. The jury had found Lafitte guilty of conspiracy to commit wire and bank fraud, wire fraud, and 3 counts of misapplication of bank funds, all of which were well supported by the prosecution's case. It seemed that Lafitte's quest for a new trial was doomed from the outset. In a last-ditch effort to salvage Lafitte's cause, his attorneys argued that Murdaugh's testimony should be considered newly discovered evidence. But Jurgel dismissed this notion, stating that the information was not new, but simply newly available. Lafitte had sought Murdaugh's testimony during his November trial, but Murdaugh and his lawyers had made it abundantly clear that he would invoke his Fifth Amendment right to remain silent if called to testify. In a cruel twist of fate, this was the second time Judge Jurgel denied Lafitte's bid for a new trial. In March, Lafitte's attorneys had raised questions about the judge's unusual substitution of 2 new jurors after the initial jury had deliberated more than 9 hours without a verdict. However, Jurgel brushed aside these concerns, stating that he had valid grounds for dismissing the 2 jurors and replacing them with alternate jurors. The dark cloud of defeat loomed even larger over Laffitte when, on March 9, just 3 days after Jurgel denied the first motion for a new trial, the trio of lawyers who had represented Laffitte at trial, Bart Daniel, Matt Austin, and Josh Myers, announced their withdrawal from his case. They cited Laffitte's substantial failure to fulfill his financial obligations to counsel for representation at trial and for post-trial relief as the reason for their departure. As the sands of time continued to slip through the hourglass, Laffitte's fate lay in the hands of two new legal guardians, Mark Moore, a Columbia lawyer, and attorney Michael Parent. Together, they stepped into the fray on January 1st, joining Laffitte's beleaguered legal team in a desperate attempt to turn the tide in his favor. In the end, the echoes of denial reverberated through the halls of justice, as Laffitte's pleas for a new trial were met with the unyielding resolve of Judge Gergel. Despite the twists and turns, the courtroom drama, and the haunting specter of Alex Murdaugh's deceit, Russell Laffitte's fate was sealed, leaving him to face the consequences of a life intertwined with the sinister machinations of a disgraced lawyer. The stormy tale of Russell Laffitte, once a respected banker, now a convicted felon, serves as a stark reminder that in the shadowy world of financial crimes and deceit, the truth has a way of rising to the surface. As Laffitte awaits his sentencing, the ghosts of his past continue to haunt him, a testament to the price one pays when caught in the web of lies and greed.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Things ain't looking good for him either. It kind of goes back to the whole company you keep.
Well, my friends did it.
Yeah. And what again? Yeah. The lesson you learn in childhood. One that Russell didn't seem to learn, or maybe there was some incentive for him not to learn it. If you like the podcast, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on the cases that we follow for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.